right? The idea of trusting this shepherd means there is not a need to search out for a replacement or something better. I need to talk about this for a minute, because sometimes we have all the blessings we need. Sometimes we have everything. And for some reason or another, amen, we as sheep seem to think that it's greener on the other side. Come on, somebody say amen. I've come to tell you right now, I've come to uncover the devil to let you know that he's trying to fill your mind and fill your heart and have you think that it might. Young people, hear what I'm saying today. Because you got folk, you got people in the world that's whispering in your ear, that's trying to get you to think that it's greener on the other side. But I tell you, if you manage to get over there on the other side, you're going to wish you can make your way back. Come on, y'all. The devil will have you to believe that it's greener on the other side. You got everything that you have in Jesus. Somebody say in Jesus. His scheme, the devil. I'm talking about the devil. He's trying to have you to believe there's always something green, always something better on the other side. There's a saying, why do we always believe the grass is always greener on the other side? Even psychologists understand some things about that, and they don't even know it. The psychologist said that many troubles of a person's mind involve turning away from reality and what is there before. In other words, you know, they're troubled in their mind because there's some things that may be existing in life. That's all right, but you need to understand you blessed anyhow. Touch your name and say you blessed anyhow. Don't you dare allow your mind to trouble you. Don't you dare allow your spirit to trouble. Don't you dare allow the devil to trouble you and have you to believe that somehow or another you missing something and you need to move over to greener pasture. I've come to tell you that the good shepherd have already put you in green, lush pasture. I've come to tell you the grass is not greener on the other side. Come on, y'all, talk to me. But they say, in essence, are saying our mind can play tricks on us. Amen. That's why the Bible spiritually, do not be deceived. Your mind can play tricks on you. Amen. So they even say, amen, the mind can play tricks on us into believing while everything is good, there must be something over there that's better than what I'm already receiving or what I already have. I tell you what, amen. Let me just say this too, because you got folk pulling at you, amen, of other faiths and other religions, amen. But what I'm trying to tell you is this, amen, is that the devil, amen, will try to get you off focus. The devil will try to get you refocused on something else, amen. If you haven't studied your Bible, why are you gonna go over there and start searching somewhere else when God has already, he's already proven himself. He got a resume. What I'm trying to say, my brothers and sisters, is trust God. You right where you need to be. You have who you need. You got Jesus. You got your Heavenly Father. You got the Holy Spirit. You got the Word of God. You got angels. You got what a more. We got each other in the body of Christ. But what I'm trying to say is, be careful. Don't allow the devil to lull you away from the Word, the truth. Amen. So they go on to say, troubles in life come when we believe the myth that the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. And we are taken over by envy, believing that other people have the quote unquote good stuff. That's what the devil come to tell you. You know, if you don't have the name brands, if you don't have the house on the hill, if you're not wearing this or wearing that, and if you're not doing this or doing it, if you're not looking this way, somehow or another, you're missing out on something. The devil is a liar. Amen. Somebody say amen. He'll come and try to have you to believe that you're missing out on the quote-unquote good stuff. Then it began to have you feel depressed. It have you feel anxious. It have you feel persecuted by the belief that you have so little. Amen. But I've come to tell you, you have more than you need in Jesus. All right. So they go on to say, even the secular natural man, amen, the psychologists say, make the most of what you have. And that's true. Make the most of what you have. You got Jesus, and that's all you need. Amen. Now, let me move on a little. So, I'm talking about the good shepherd. So, let's move on. So, all I'm trying to do is encourage you to trust in I'm trying to get you to trust in Jehovah Roi. Amen. Or in the shepherd, my shepherd, or the good shepherd, who is Jesus. So, even as people, amen, we got to understand how important it is to put our trust in Jesus. All right. Now, let me move on. All right. Believe Jehovah Roi. Okay, now. So I have something else I want to make note of. All right, can I make this note, which is important? We need to understand this. This word is a verb which translates The Lord is right now. Somebody said right now, right? It's a verb. God is doing right now. God wasn't my shepherd on yesterday. God is my shepherd right now. Amen. God wasn't my shepherd, but he is my shepherd. He is being my shepherd right now. I am that I am. I am being who I am right now. I'm your shepherd on yesterday. I'm your shepherd today. I'll be your shepherd on tomorrow. The Lord is right now continually shepherding you and me. Amen. Now, quickly, let me describe a couple of things regarding the background of this text of Psalm 23 and 1. David, the psalmist, in this text, reveals a few things. Number one, he knew the shepherd. Oh, what? He knew. Let me say it again. He knew the shepherd. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Rohi is my shepherd. Oh, my goodness. I've come to tell you once again, we see the gospel being preached in the Old Testament. David knew, amen, the shepherd. David knew. He knew him enough. And he had enough relationship to declare that the Lord is my shepherd. All right, now, come on now. Come on, walk with me. And so, the second thing is David sheds light on the coming Savior. Which means, again, that the gospel is being preached in the Old Testament. And number three, it gives light to the fact of the possibility, here you go now, of a personal relationship with God. Or a personal relationship with the shepherd. Because he said the Lord is my shepherd. It's a personal relationship. Let me move on. So Jehovah Rohi is my shepherd. He is the one who guides. He is the one that directs my life for God's purpose and my good here on this earth and then eternally when we die. I've come to tell you we're serving a wonderful God. He is Jehovah Rohi. I've come to tell you we serve a wonderful Savior. He is the good shepherd. Amen. Let me just show you a couple other things here. Quickly, over in the Old Testament, on some passages, I once heard a preacher say, well, go to Matthew's and go on from there. Amen. That's good. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. Nothing wrong looking at Matthew. Amen. Mark, Luke, John. Ain't nothing wrong with looking at Hebrews. There's nothing wrong with looking at Corinthians. Nothing wrong with looking at Acts. But don't you dare throw out the Old Testament. I've come to tell you God gave us the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. We need to read it all. We need to study it all. So over in Isaiah the 40th chapter, I'm going to move pretty quickly because I'm about out of time. But over in Isaiah the 40th chapter, it says this in verse 10. Oh, behold, the Lord shall come with a strong hand. All I'm trying to say is that even the prophet Isaiah caught a glimpse of the shepherd. And then the prophet Ezekiel caught a glimpse of the shepherd. Because Isaiah said the Lord shall come. There it is. The gospel being preached, amen, the Lord Jesus shall come. The Lord shall come with a strong hand. And watch it now, and his arm shall rule for him. Who is his arm? Oh, let me read on. And it says, and behold, his reward is with him. Come on, y'all. And it goes on to say, and his work is before him. Everything that Jesus Christ did, he was born. Amen. He came and preached. He ministered. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. Amen. He allowed the lame to walk and the blind to see. Amen. He was beat. Amen. He was bruised. He was buried and he died. And his work goes before him. Somebody say amen. Verse 11 says, and he will feed his flock like a shepherd. Let me move on. And it says, and he will gather the lamb of the young sheep. Come on, y'all. And he will gather them in his arms. Praise God. Hallelujah. His loving arms. Everlasting arms. Leaning on the everlasting arms. He will gather his lambs in his loving arms. Amen. And then it says, and he will carry them in his bosom. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And it goes on to say, and he will, watch it now. And he said, and he will gently lead them. Amen. That's with love. Come on. That's what the Bible said is Jehovah Rohi said he'll gently lead you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm getting there. And then Ezekiel over in the Old Testament, the 34th chapter, in verse 11 and 12 says this. Watch it now. I need for you to see this and pause a minute. Selah. Get ready for what I'm getting ready to say. Here we go. So it says here in Ezekiel, the 34th chapter, he said, indeed, for sure. I said, for sure. Amen. Indeed, he said, I myself He didn't leave it up to nobody else. He said, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep. And he said, and I will, didn't I tell you he had a search party out? He said, and I will seek them out. Verse 12, and it said, and as a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scatter. I'll talk about that in a minute. I hope I got enough time. He says, so will I seek out my sheep. And he goes on to say, and I will deliver them from, watch it now, from all the places where they are scattered. That's some sheep that have been scattered. And I'm not talking about folk that don't know the Lord. I'm talking about folk that been in church and ain't going to church no more. I'm talking about people that just scattered. Amen. Ain't going nowhere. Amen. I'm talking about people that was once believing God, once praying unto the Lord, once studying the Bible. They ain't studying no more. They ain't praying to him. They're not going to church. They're not teaching their children. Those are scattered sheep. Come on, son. And you know, that's something. That's a reason why some have been scattered. I'll talk about that in a minute. Amen. Come on, y'all. But God said he will go out. He will search out. He will find those who have been scattered from all the places where they are or were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. See, some folk, they've gone. Some of them have really been through something in the church. Somebody say in the church. I wish I had time to talk about it. But sometimes or another, we think the church is a safe place. That's what it ought to be. It ought to be a hospital we can go to be healed. It ought to be a school where we can be taught. Amen. It ought to be a doctor's or we can be minister to. Amen. You understand what I'm saying. Amen. We can be counseled when we need counseling. But every once in a while, folk may find themselves in a place that's called the church, but somehow or another, amen, they get all bogged up in what's going on that's not the love of Jesus. Amen. And somehow or another, their days get dark. Somehow or another, the sun no longer shines and it begins to get cloudy and they get scattered. Somebody say scattered. There's some folk that's been scattered. Even when there's some folk that have gone, left the church, say, I'll never go back to the church in my life. And that's why I thank God for the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, because it pierces through all that. And God will come in and heal. I've seen it happen. We've had people that came to our church that left other church because of something going on, and they said they'd never go back to church again. But thank God for the Holy Spirit, God's love, and His Word. I'm running out of time. Let me move on now. So He says, my sheep. And I will deliver them from all the places. Now, Ezekiel 15, drop down to 15. And he said, and I will feed my flock. Now, I'm just not going to find them. I'm not just going to bring them back. Amen. I'm not just going to fix it. Amen. What they're going through. Let them know everything is all right. I'm going to feed them. That's what a shepherd does. Feed. Pastors, I know you carry the title, but I want you to understand something. You need to be feeding the people of God. Come on, somebody say amen. If you work your salt, you need salt. You need to be feeding the people of God. You need to be leading the people of God. You need to be guiding them in the way of the Lord. Not in yourself, and not in your way, but in the way of the Lord. Somebody say the way of the Lord. Oh, come on, stay with me just a little bit longer. Pray with me. It says here, amen, and I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, saith the Lord. Verse 16, Ezekiel 16. He said, and I will seek what was lost. Oh, my God, I wish I had enough time. That's Jesus. Amen. He have sought out. You know, my pastor used to always, he sought me. Amen. He sought me. Amen. He loved me so that he sought me. Amen. So he says here, amen. And I will bring back what? Watch this now. Underline it. I want you to don't you slide over it. He said, and I will bring back that which have been driven away.